Hello.
Hey, this is David. I'm the licensed underwriter getting back with you for my senior benefits. Is this a good time to go over the information you requested?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fantastic. Now, before we get started, well, I want to be sure to go over any specific questions that you have. So is there anything that you have specific questions on?
Yes, sir. I read in the details that if the death is by accident or illness, what if it is natural causes?
Great question. Now, it's going to depend on which plan that you're eligible for. Now, I work as a broker. That's how I get access to the top companies in the country. So to answer your question, there's two categories, okay? Natural causes, to make it simple, any cause of death pays the death benefit coverage, assuming that you have eligibility for plan A, okay? Now, if the company's if you're not eligible for that option, then any cause of death due to an accident or natural cause will be still be paid on day one. But if the accident is caused by a pre-existing condition, then they would return the premiums plus 10% interest, and you're not eligible for the death benefit for anything until 2 years of coverage. Does that make sense?
I think so. So if I'm not eligible for the first category, but the second category, in terms of if a pre-existing condition creates the death, then in 2 years the family would receive the payout.
Yes. So what I'd like to do for you, and that is a great question. I can tell you've already been doing your research, so I commend you for that. My goal is to get you the best plan available that you're eligible for. Okay. So as soon as I'm able to determine eligibility, that's when I will go over the specifics. That way there's no stone left unturned and you understand it fully. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That sounds
Now,
good.
what has been your experience with life insurance? Have you ever had a plan before?
Oh, yes, sir. I have. I had one through Farmers. And
Okay.
we paid it for years. But what we didn't we ended up not continuing, and my wife and I had all of us on it, and it was not there was no investment in it, or there was no
Cash value.
yes,
So you had a term policy with Farmers, meaning it
correct.
expired after a certain period. Okay,
Yes,
great.
yes.
Okay, now, so you no longer have coverage currently, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. Yes, sir.
Well, no problem. Get you covered today, I guarantee it. Okay, now here's how it'll work. Okay, I'm going to get you the best price with the most amount of coverage that you're eligible for. Okay, now how these companies work, just to make sure you're very familiar, is it's going to be totally based on your health. Okay, now it doesn't matter what your health conditions are, even if you have any. A lot of companies, they favor different things. That's where I come in and help. Okay. So what I'm going to do in just a moment is I'm going to confirm your eligibility so we know which companies to apply you with. Okay. But before I do that, I want to make sure that I have all the information. Okay. Now, any other questions that you have for me so far?
So if my I would the when I do, if I'm once approved, the beneficiary would be the spouse and children, or how, or whoever I choose.
Whoever you choose.
And it can only be one person.
It can be as many as you would like.
Oh, okay. So the other thing too is that it would be potentially beneficial for my wife to have her own burial insurance.
Absolutely. And so we will go over hers as well. What I like to do, Michael, is to make it as simple and easy as possible, I like to focus on one person at a time. So what
Sure.
I'll do first, since I'm speaking with you, we'll confirm your eligibility and then we'll move on to your wife and anyone else that you need. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's good, sir. Yeah, very good.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, coverage-wise, do you guys have a specific amount that you're looking for in terms of death benefit?
No, just what would be basic to, so I just wouldn't want anyone to have to pay anything that they don't that want to just cover what's basic.
That's right. Okay, good. So I'll help you with that, no problem. Okay, now, before I can start going over coverages, I'm going to need to confirm your eligibility. Before I do that, quick question. Now, I've helped a lot of people, over 3,000, so I have a lot of experience. And a majority of the people that I help, they are on some form of a fixed income, whether it be a retirement or disability type of income. So my experience tells me that people typically can afford anywhere between $50 to $70 per month. Now, is that what you guys are able to budget for each of you, or is there a dollar amount that you're trying to keep it at?
Between 50 and 70 a month for each of us, so it would be like 140?
Yeah, well, it's all about the most important thing that I help people understand is the first thing is you have to be able to afford it, and it needs to be comfortable. Both of you combined, is there a budget that would be comfortable? For example, $100 a month for both of you, or $150 a month for both of you?
Between 100 and 150. We used to pay 110.
Okay, 100 to 150. Great. So I'm going to get you as much coverage as possible for what that budget allows, okay?
Okay.
All right, so starting with you, is it all right if I go ahead and start the health questions?
Yes, sir, of course.
Okay, good. Now, I know you will. I'm going to be sure to say it, though, okay? I need you to be as honest with me as you can. The more information that I have, the more ability I have to get you the best price, okay?
Okay.
So starting with that, in the last 12 months, excuse me, have you used any form of tobacco, nicotine, or e-cigarette?
No, sir.
Okay. In the last 2 years, have you had to stay overnight at the hospital for any medical condition?
In the last 2 years, no.
Okay. Are you currently disabled in any way?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you employed or retired?
Employed.
Fantastic. What is your employment?
I work with the district. I'm a central administrator that works with two high schools to assist students who are in danger of dropping out and help them return to school and graduate.
Well, Michael, that's incredible. I have a soft spot for anybody inside of the school system. My mom was a teacher for 30 years, so
nice.
I relate completely. And you deserve the best coverage, and I'm going to get it for you, okay? So thank you for what you do. It means a whole lot.
You.
I understand that, absolutely.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, and moving forward, do you have any pre-existing health conditions?
No, I had melanoma cancer more than 2 years ago. I think I'm on year three. Of being free.
Okay, that's incredible. And I specialize in cancer, so not a problem there. So give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, now how long have you been cancer-free?
I'm on my third year.
Third year of cancer-free, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so have you ever suffered a heart attack, been diagnosed with COPD?
No.
Dementia or any mental illness?
No, sir, no.
Phenomenal. Okay. And then can you confirm your height and your weight?
Yes, sir. I'm 6'2", and today I'm weighing 177.6.
Awesome. All right. And then last question, the companies who offer you the most affordable coverage because of the Patriot Act and new anti-money laundering law, they do require that your bank account be inside of the United States. Is that an option for you?
Oh, yeah, it's inside the United States.
Phenomenal. So I got great news for you. Pre-qualified for the most affordable plan options. Now, here's what that's going to come with, and then I'll start going over prices so we find the best fit for you, okay?
Okay.
You're going to get a guaranteed coverage option for life, not a term policy. That means your coverage will never expire as long as you're making your payments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Next is you get a guaranteed price lock. And what that means is the cost of your insurance will never change. It'll remain the same for your entire life.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, that's incredible.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yep. Addition to that, you also get what's known as living benefits. What that means is if you had a qualifying event, for example, a heart attack, which is something that happened to my dad, well, they will allow you to use your death benefit or a portion of it while you're living if you have certain events. It's not required, but it's a nice feature and safety net for you. Would have been great for my dad.
Yes.
So
yes,
it It's the best of the best. Now, I only work with the top companies in the country. For example, Liberty Bankers, Mutual of Omaha, just to name a couple of them. Yeah. Now, Mutual of Omaha will always be most affordable, okay? But because of your cancer, they're a little bit more strict. Okay. So the company who will be the best fit for you is who I also have my life insurance through. Their name is Liberty Bankers Life, okay?
Okay.
Now, you're going to be eligible for a maximum amount of coverage of $30,000 and a minimum amount of coverage of $3,000, okay? Now, are you wanting to get a funeral or are you looking for cremation?
That's what we haven't not decided.
Well, let's do this. What I'll do then is I'll go over the most popular coverage options at your age for funerals, because funerals are more expensive. Average cost is $10,000. Okay.
Right.
So at your age, the most popular coverage option that people get is for $12,000, and that would only cost you $49.92 per month.
$49, and what was the last 29 cents?
92 cents. So let's just round up and call it $50 a month for your $12,000.
Okay.
Now, how is that price for you?
That's a good price. That's very good.
Okay. And the coverage is good for you as well, correct?
Yes, sir. That'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah, phenomenal. So we found you the right amount of coverage for the right amount of price, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right. Now, before I start on your wife's option, okay, I want to walk you through the next step, because here's what we will do next. You've been pre-approved. Now, life insurance now isn't like it used to be, okay? There's no taking a physical exam or anything like that. The next step would be is we call the company and we do a 20-minute phone interview. What they'll do is confirm your personal information, ask you an additional 10 to 12 yes or no health questions, and then at the end of the call, they will confirm that you are eligible. Now, you don't have to make any payments just to apply, okay? Once you're approved, if you want it to start right away, they'll draft it right away. But if you would prefer to start on a specific day of the month, you can set it up that way as well. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Any questions before we start going over your wife's information?
No, just to make sure I understand. So I'm the fit for me apparently is $12,000, and the policy is good for all of life, and the price will not change, and it won't expire.
That is exactly correct.
Is there anything else I missed, or did I do I have it all?
You have it all. You're right on the money.